So during Rosh Hashanah, we're up to Lamed Dalet, Lamed Beis, the two dats. Mi shebirech, achar kach nitmana lo shofar, tokea umeriah v'tokea. So the Gemara says, Taima delo havele shofar meikara. The reason is because he didn't have a shofar originally. Ha havele shofar meikara, ki shamalu asedo brachot shamalu. Then the ideal way would be to hear the shofar during the Shmona Esrei, within the blessings of Shmona Esrei. So he got up to Davin. He said to his servant, when I make you a sign that I finished my blessing, so then, tekali, blow for me. So Rava argued. Rava said, when is it that you're supposed to have tkiyas shofar within your Shmona Esrei? That's when you're b'tzibur. If you're davening with tzibur, so then you blow shofar within the Shmona Esrei. But you're standing here davening in private, you don't have your own servant blow the shofar within your Shmona Esrei. Tanya namiachi, kshehu shome'an, shome'an al seder, v'al seder brachot, v'medvrin amurim, the Braisa says that when you hear the shofar, so you hear it, and then you hear it within the blessings. Now, if we read this the way it's said before us, then this seems to be a source for our minag, that we first blow al haseder, you first blow the whole tkiyah shofar, tkiyah, whatever is necessary, and then again in the Shmona Esrei. But from what we saw previously from the Rif and the Ran, we see either that's not their gears or that's not how they learned here. So this is only B'tzibur, but Shelo B'cheverir, you just hear it Allah Seder, you just hear all the shofar together, V'shelo Al Seder B'chot, but not within the Shmona Esrei. V'yachid Shelo Taka, Chavirot Tokea Lo, if you have an individual, he didn't hear shofar, so he could have a friend blow for him. V'yachid Shelo B'rech, and Chavirot Mevarech Alav. But if an individual didn't dam Shmona Esrei, so then we don't have a Shaliach Tzibur when there is no Tzibur. So then he should daven Shmona Esrei. He can't ask his friend, you daven and I'll be Shomeach Ke'oneh. Shomeach Ke'oneh works when you have a Tzibur. So then he davens on behalf of the Tzibur. U'mitzvah batokin yotar min ha'mevarchin. It's a bigger mitzvah with shofar than it is Shmona Esrei. Keitzad. Shtei ayarot. If you can choose one of two cities to be with, one of them has a shofar, but they don't know how to daven Shmona Esrei. The other one daven Shmona Esrei, but they don't have a shofar. You have a choice. Where are you going to be for Rosh Hashanah? Go with the place that you'll hear shofar and forgo Shmona Esrei. So this is the big source for that opinion that we said earlier, that the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, even though the Gemara earlier seemed to say it's based on psukim, it's only rabbinic. Big chiddush here. Even though you know for sure you'll get your Shmona Esrei in one city, and you're in doubt whether you'll get your shofar in the other city. So even so, go with the shofar.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah. We said in the Mishnah,
even if you're saying here that they thought it was a rabbinical thing they're saying here, the shofar, and then they're saying
the shofar is biblical, the Shmona Esrei is rabbinic. So it says, choose the shofar, because that's biblical. You're not 100% sure you'll hear the shofar. Still go with the shofar over the rabbinic brachos.
Okay, I thought that it was biblical, but I thought you just said something. Okay, maybe I misunderstood you.
I said that with regards to Shmona Esrei.
Oh, okay.
The Talmud earlier had statements that could be interpreted to mean that the Shmona Esrei is biblical.
Okay.
How
does
the Rambam understand
this? Well, we'll learn Rambam. We'll deal with it. It's a good question. Kishem shishalech tzibur chayav kach kol yachid v'yachid. Everyone's chayav in the Shmona Esrei. Tanya. So what did Rami Gamliel say? You remember? Back to our Mishnah for a second. The Mishnah said, Rami Gamliel says, the shalech tzibur does it on behalf of everyone. Amru lo l'Rabban Gamliel, l'dvarech alam et tzibur mitpalelim. They said, according to what you're saying, why do we have a quiet Shmona Esrei? You're saying the Chazan is motzi everyone. Good, so what do you need a quiet Shmona Esrei for? He said, you're right. The whole idea is that the Shalich Tzibur will have a few minutes to prepare his own davening, but really, technically, the tzibur is yotze with the shalich tzibur's davening.
How can they be saying brachas just to make him give him time to prepare? Why don't you just prepare before he gets there?
Answer your own question.
What is it? What is it? A fear for letting him prepare?
The rabbis instituted it with that in mind. Really, the prime tefillah where the yachid is yotze is with the shaliach tzibur. They also instituted this with that in mind. Amarim Rabban Gamliel divrechem lam shaliach tzibur yored divnei teiva. According to you, Rabban Gamliel fired back. So then, why do we even have a shaliach tzibur? Amulok de lo tzitchi no baki. They said, yeah, because there are some people who don't know how to daven. So for them, he's motzi them. Amarim shem shem tzitchi no baki kach motzi ta baki. So he said, no, he's motzi everyone, not only those who don't know. Amar Abba Baba Chana Amar B'Yochanan Modim Chachmim Rabban Gamliel V'Rav Amar Adayni Machloket. Rav Yochanan says the Chachamim conceded Rav Gamliel. Rav says no. Rav and Rav Yochanan Allah alike. Rav Yochanan Rav Yechiya B'Reid Rabba Bar Nachman Yazal Amra Lishmata Kameid Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. He quoted this in front of Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. So he said, Rav Yochanan says the Chachamim gave in to Rav Gamliel. Rav says they're still arguing. They did not give in. So he said to him, Rav said it's still machlokes that the Chachamim didn't give in. Amale Rabba Bar Chanan Nami Achi Kamar Ki Amar Rav Yochanan Lashmaita Afli Galei Reish Lakish V'Amar Adayni Machloket. When so he said to him, oh, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana also said that, meaning he quoted it in the name of Rav. He didn't quote it that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said it in the name of Rav, meaning Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was the one who quoted Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said when Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan claimed that Chachamim gave in to Rabbi Gamliel, so Reish Lakish disagreed, and he said, no, they didn't. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that Chachamim gave in to Rabbi Gamliel? V'amar Rabbi Chana Tzipora, that's a name in Amora. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchetak Rabban Gamliel, now Allah is like Rabban Gamliel. Hilchetam Echlal Depligi, if you're paskining like Rabban Gamliel, that sure seems to say that there's still an argument, you have to paskin. You don't paskin like him if everyone gave in. The Allah is like Rabban Gamliel means to the exclusion of someone else. So there is someone else who argues.
And they're talking about Rav?
No. Rabbi Yochanan had said originally they're no longer arguing. The Chacham agreed to Rabban Gamliel. Now we have a quote where he says the Allah is like Rabban Gamliel. Now if no one's arguing with him, you don't have to tell me the Allah is like him. Rav's arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. So then Rav Yochanan doesn't have to say Allah like Rabbi Gamliel. That's not right for Rav Yochanan to say that.
So wait a second. Rabbi Bar Chana said both Rav Yochanan's opinion and Rav's opinion?
He quoted both. What's the problem? He could quote both.
What's he quoting?
So that we know what they said. Kisalik Rabbi Abba Miyame, when Rabbi Abba came up from the sea, Perisha. So then he explained what's going on here.
He came up from the sea?
Yeah, he was out at sea. So when he came back from sea, he explained as follows. Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel B'Brachot Shorosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom Kippurim. Chachamim really gave in to Rabban Gamliel when it comes to the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and the Shmoneh Esrei of Yom Kippur, that the Shliach Tzibur is motzi everyone. So what was Rabbi Yochanan doing paskening like Rabbi Gamliel? V'alacha michlal de pligei v'brachot de kol hashana. Their machlokas is about Shmoneh Esrei all year long. That Rabbi Gamliel holds that the shaliach tzibur is motzi everyone all year long, and Chachamim say no, he's only motzi those who don't know how to daven. Eini v'amar Rav Chana Tzipora amar Rabbi Yochanan alacha k'Rabban Gamliel v'brachot shorosh hashana v'shel yom kippurim. You see that he paskened like Rabbi Gamliel, not with regards to the whole year, but specifically with regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So that shot of Rabbi Abba doesn't work. Because you see that he did paskin like Rabbi Gamliel with regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and that's a clear indication that Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim are still arguing with regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Guys, should I summarize still here? Are you vidding me?
I think so.
Ah, okay. I wasn't sure.
We learned this with
That was more about like if, whether or not the people are listening, though, wasn't it? I think about that every time, because every time during the repetition, I just see like a book, I just want to grab and start reading. I'm like, how could I do that now?
Okay. So again, Rav Gamliel says the Shalich Tzibur is motzi everyone. Chachamim say he's only motzi those who don't know how to daven. Rav Yochanan initially said Chachamim gave in to Rav Gamliel, and then he said the Halacha is like Rav Gamliel. If he's paskening like Rav Gamliel, that seems to say they didn't give in. He has to pasken like him. So we offered that maybe they're still arguing about all year long, but in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur they gave in to him. And then we said, no, that's not so, because you see he paskened like him specifically with regards to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ella. So, but we need a better pshat. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, man modim Rebbe Meir. When we say that Chachamim were molded from Gamliel with regards to the prayer of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's Rebbe Meir. The halacha, and when are we paskening the halacha like Rav Gamliel? That's to the exclusion of Rabbanan. So Rav Yochanan really said Chachamim are molded Rav Gamliel. That's talking about Rabbi Meir, Titania. We have the following braisa. Brachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim, shliach tzibur motzi arbim dechovetan divrei Rabbi Meir. You see, Rabbi Meir gave in to Rav Gamliel. Rabbi Meir also says that the shliach tzibur is motzi everyone. Chachamim uim kashem shliach tzibur chayav, kach kol echid v'yachid chayav. Chachamim didn't give in. So why would we say only by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that the shaliach tzibur is motzi everyone? You'll tell me, because there are a lot of psukim in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. 10 psukim for Malchios, 10 for Zichronos, 10 for Shofros. This is how Sfardim do it all year long. On all their galim, they just say, then they keep going. No, they don't bring all the psukim. So that's the halacha technically, like this quote from Rav, that if you say, and in your Torah it says, and you don't say what it says, that's enough for all the korbanos, for all the musafim. So, you can't tell me that's the reason why we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, let the shaliach tzibur be motziim, because I'll tell you, just say that. You don't have to say all the psukim. Ela mishum de avshei brachot. Different reason. The reason is, mishum de avshei, you have 9 blessings, and they're long, and people get confused. Not everyone remembers it well. So, because you have so many blessings, it's still a complicated Shmoneh Esrei. So we're worried people will get confused. It's not because of all the verses. It's because it's not a Shabbos davening, it's not a weekday davening, it's something in between. It's 9 blessings. It's complicated. It's not because of the verses. You're right, we could have gotten around the verses. Gufa, Amar Rav Chanan l'Amarav, Kivan she'amar uvetorotcha ketuv le'emor, shuv eino tzarich. Now we're going to focus on that. Once he said, as it says in your Torah, he doesn't have to specify what it says in the Torah. Savur mina hani mili biyachid, aval betzibur lo. So the students thought, yeah, that's only biyachid. But in the tzibur, when the shaliach tzibur is davening, he has to actually say all the verses. That's what they thought it meant. Eid ma'amav shav enevi echad echid echad tzibur, kivan shamav to'otraktu nemor shuv eino tzarich. Rabbi Shovan Levi said, you could do this in public too, just say as it says in your Torah, without specification, and that's enough. Okay, now we're up to the home stretch.
Why was Rabbi Meir called Chachamim?
He wasn't. All the sages argued on Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Meir was the one who switched sides.
They said Chachamim won't do, and they said that's okay. Rabbi Meir.
Okay. Maybe because he's the Stam Mishnah. Maybe because he was such a smart rabbi. Maybe for a different reason, then I don't know.
And then they continue with other Chachamim.
Right? The rest of the rabbis, they didn't give in. Rabbi Meir was the only one to switch sides. Right? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Olam Yisdeo Dan Tviyato V'chakach Yitpalel. Rule, should always prepare your davening before you daven. Prepare what you're going to say. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mistabar Mitzvah Rabbi Elazar, Bebrachot Shel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Shel Prakim. When does it make sense? Unusual davenings, the davening of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the davenings of the holidays. But the davening Shmona Esrei, you say three times a day, you don't really need to prepare that. Your Shabbos davening, you know what you're going to say. Any Rav Yehuda Masada Sute Umatzli, Rav Yehuda did prepare every day. He'd prepare his Shmona Esrei and then daven. Shan Rav Yehuda Kevandim Tlat Nyom Litlat Nyom Nave Matzli Keparkim Dami. Yeah, Rav Yehuda really would daven once in 30 days. So when you're davening once in 30 days, so then yeah, you have to prepare your Shmoneh Esrei before you daven. He would review all his learning all 30 days, and then when he finishes learning, daven Shmoneh Esrei. Then go back and review all his learning all over.
So you didn't daven three times a day, you daven once a month?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Because when you're learning all day and you don't stop your learning even to take a coffee break or to make a living, so then you don't have to stop with Shmoneh Esrei.
Why would he do that? Why would he, after finishing his learning, pray? Why would he just
pray? Ah, because I guess maybe that was part of the break, or maybe that's also necessary. Or maybe there's something else. It's a good question. No, there is a discussion here among the commentaries. Do we learn from here what the minimum deraisa of prayer is? I mean, we ordinarily assume once a day, right? But there is a discussion here. Why do you do it once every 30 days, right? That's a good question. Okay, let's discuss.
I can't remember what it was. It was just like an introduction kind of book, and it said something like if someone's reading and it comes time for prayer, like the person should actually stop the
right.
Stop the prayer.
Because we stop our learning for all kinds of nonsense, like making a living. He didn't stop his learning for anything.
Well, he read day and night, like
all day and all night, never stop. Wow, so when a person's on that level, so then he doesn't have to stop for prayer either, only for Shema. אמר רב אחא בר אביר אמר בשמעון חסידא פותר ירבן ימליאל אפילו עם שבשדות. When Rav Gamliel says that the Chazan says the Shmoneh Esrei for everybody, he means even the people who didn't make it to shul, the people who are out in the field. Not only those who are here in shul, but even those who didn't make it to shul, the Shaliach Tzibur is motzi them too. Adraba, hani anisi hani lo anisi. The Gemara says, wait, wouldn't it go the other way? The people who are out in the field, they couldn't make it. So of course the Shaliach Tzibur is motzi them, but the people who are standing here, why, what's their problem? Why should Shaliach Tzibur be motzi them? Detani Abba Breid Rav Binyamin Barchia, Am Shachwa Kohanim and Nan Bichlal Barcha. We have a rule like this. When the Kohanim bless the people, so the people who couldn't make it to shul, they get blessed because they couldn't make it. The people who are in shul, but they didn't bother go stand in front of the Kohanim, they don't get a blessing. Because we say, why didn't you just go stand in front of the Kohanim? Why'd you stand behind them? If I couldn't make it to shul, so then the Kohanim's blessing goes on me too. It doesn't matter where I'm standing. But if I can make it, so why didn't I take those few steps and get into the blessing? So then it doesn't encompass them. So we have a correction to the quote. Rabbi Gamliel, when he says that the Chazan paters everyone, that's only the people out in the field because they couldn't make it. And we'll finish it, Bezrat Shem, at the Siyam and Erev Pesach. You guys are all invited.
Erev Pesach.